Morning, Brooke.
Morning, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing real good. Can't believe that we're almost done with August. It's amazing. We'll be talking again in September.
I know. Where'd the summer go?
It just flies by. It's unbelievable. The cover story this week for all of the folks who check out the business section in the Las Cruces Sun News deals with something that we hear about no matter what time of year it is, and that is the Sunland Park Racetrack and Casino. They do a lot of marketing, and I see here you have profiled their new marketing manager.
Yeah, Terry Wyatt. She's been in the area for quite some time. She's an El Paso native, but has lived up here, lived in Mesilla, worked for Las Palmas Medical Group, and now she's the marketing manager down there. The director of marketing, I guess, is the exact title. And we had a talk, and she mentioned that she thinks the racetrack and casino could actually do a better job of marketing up here to Las Cruces. You know, Sunland Park is obviously in New Mexico, and it's part of the state, part of this county. But, you know, they draw a big base from El Paso because they're actually even closer to El Paso, a much bigger city than they are to Las Cruces. But they never want to forget that that their New Mexico base is very strong as well. You know, horse racing's a big sport in New Mexico. You know, it's up in Ruidoso, we have the All-American Futurity, and down in Sunland Park, they have some really big races. And so she flat out said, I don't think we do a very good job of marketing enough up here. And one thing they're trying to get done is maybe have more shuttle service. Right now, you can catch a shuttle on Fridays from Hotel Encanto and the Ramada at 10:15 and 10:30. Respectively, and then it comes back about 3, but they'd like to get more and more people interested and have, you know, different hours and from different locations as well. So it's something that, you know, she's on board now, and it's something that we might keep an eye on to see if they're going to be what more they're going to try to offer us up here and how they're going to approach us for our business down there, because it's a neat place. You know, some people go down just for the horse racing. They don't even go into the casino, and vice versa. And they have a lot of shows and stuff and concerts and everything they'll have going on down there as well. So we'll see. Terry's on board with that job, and that's what she wants to do.
All right. Well, good luck to her. Very interesting and certainly a bustling business in our county, as you point out, even though it's closer to El Paso, it's in Doñana County. The profile this week is with a gentleman who worked in Brazil and China. Now he's here in Las Cruces and helps out entrepreneurs.
Yeah, Mark Suri. He's from India originally, but he's been in the United States since 1963. And he owns Suri Consulting Business right here in town. And he also volunteers as a counselor with SCORE, which gives free advice to budding entrepreneurs or people who want to expand their business, that sort of thing. But he has an interesting story. When he first came to America, he'd never seen snow before. And he landed in Detroit at 2 a.m. on New Year's Eve in 1963. His plane was hours and hours late. The person who was supposed to meet him at the airport had gone already. And all of a sudden, he lands and there's snow. And he says he went outside. He was all excited to see snow, and his ears almost fell off. That's how he puts it. Years later, after he worked for Ford and then one of Ford's suppliers, he's got an engineering degree from Wayne State in Detroit. And after he'd been in the United States for a number of years, he had an opportunity to go to Brazil and help start up a factory that was going to make brakes for automobiles. And he was going in August, and he's thinking, ooh, Brazil, you know, it'd be nice to go down there. And he gets down there, and it's below freezing because it's winter in the southern hemisphere, and he's in a place in southern Brazil where it's really cold. So, but he's not deterred by cold weather, apparently. So he actually got to live in Brazil for 4 years and helped got that company up and running. And then a little bit later, his company was interested in doing a joint operating agreement with a company in China. So he went over there and lived for another 4 years as a manager of a company that had 1,500 people and made axles, actually. And he has some very interesting stories, as you might imagine, and how business is done and how different it is. And so he's someone here in town, too, who's also offering his services to help counsel people.
Very interesting. I'm sure that'll be a fascinating article in today's Sun News. Also, what's new? And we've got a number of things, including a trend we've talked about before, the massive increase in dollar stores, not just where everything is $1, but the Dollar General and the Family Dollar stores, another new Dollar General opening in Las Cruces.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, this one snuck up on me. My wife said, oh, I was down Mesa Grande and I saw a Dollar General. I'm like, what? No. We just had a Dollar General open on Motel. And she's like, no, this is on Mesa Grande. Completely different part of town. So I checked it out, and sure enough, there is a building down there, and it says now open. They're supposed to be holding a, or they held, actually, a grand opening celebration, I do believe, this past weekend. And it is another one. We've gone from having 3 to 5 right now. In this town, and that's just the Dollar General. You're right, we have Dollar Tree and Family Dollar and those kind of stores all around us everywhere. So those stores are really thriving, and I've written stories. We've talked about it, too, how those stores always do well in certain markets, and then especially, you know, in a down economy the last 4 years or so. They've really, really, really grown and become very popular.
Yeah,
for obvious reasons.
Yeah, it's been really a national trend, and certainly our income levels in this area are lower than the national average, so we will see more of this type of establishment.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And in case people are wondering, it's on Mesa Grande, which is across from Oñate High, and you go past the McDonald's and drive down that road for a little ways, and it'll be on the left. So it's out there amongst them. It's a good residential area, so I'm sure it'll do good business. We've also learned that Eddie's Bar and Grill down on Avenue de Mesilla, Marcy Dickerson has now bought the liquor license for that. She owns the game and Dickerson's catering and that sort of stuff. And it's closed and under renovation. It's going to reopen, hopefully in November, a place called M5. And sort of a very fun high-end martini bar is how she's described it, with some high-end scotch and craft beers and also cheaper beers and that sort of stuff, a VIP cigar room. So a little bit of a different sort of place for Las Cruces.
Hmm.
And like I said, she also owns the game, and she's looking to build another location of the game, this time on the other side of town, out by 70 and Sonoma Ranch Boulevard. So she says she hopes that she hasn't have a location just yet, but hopes to have it open by next football season, 2013. So,
okay, interesting stuff. And in our final minute, the Babbling Brook, something we've talked about before, you always find these fascinating economic indicators.
There are a lot of fun. You know, we've talked about different things like the pigment for white paint and the sale of men's underwear and what that means. Well, I found some more. One thing is the sale of, like, baked beans and canned goods. And that one makes sense. You know, in the down economy, people will buy more of that. But also, unclaimed bodies was an interesting one because people have less money for funerals, so they're, the number of unclaimed bodies go up.
Oh,
and also, interesting, the height of high heels. Women will buy higher heels during a down economy because they can't spend money on, you know, fancy stuff or more expensive clothing, but they can get higher heels and make themselves feel like they're getting something fancy. So that was interesting.
That is interesting. I never would have guessed, Brooke. I would think that you'd want lower heels for less foot problems because you got to pay to go to the foot doctor.
I don't know how they can walk on those things anyway.
Don't know. But we learn something every day. Brooke, wonderful to have you with us. I hope you have a great week.